Back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Maurice Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 9th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome back, folks. Okay, Mike, do we have Steve Hunt on the line yet?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Steve. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. Start with, if you would, if you could give us a 2 or 3 minute talk real quick about what it is exactly your company does. You've never been on this show, and our listeners might not be familiar with what it is exactly in the way of services your company provides.
You got it. So what we do here is we help individuals acquire physical metal, whether you're looking for gold, silver, platinum, palladium. You know, we try to educate everybody in finding out what you want, why you want it, a way to store it. You know, there's several different ways you can buy a physical metal, whether you want to buy it with cash or you want to buy it through retirement accounts. There's a way to take physical possession through retirement accounts. You know, there's a lot of things you can do, and everybody has a different reason for why they buy. So you want to make sure that you're buying the specific metal that really is going to achieve what you're trying to get. If you're trying to barter, obviously you don't want to buy big chunks of silver because if silver goes through the roof, you can't really take something right. Like $1,000 and buy. So, you know, we try to educate everybody and show them the proper types of metal to get into that's going to achieve what their goal is.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And I absolutely agree with you about buying smaller pieces of silver. In fact, is Lori and I have recently bought some quarter and a half ounce pieces just for that very reason. Not a lot.
That's
of
very
it.
Smart.
Mostly
very smart.
Yeah, mostly what we have is, you know, 1 ounce rounds. Rick, now I know you wanted to ask a few questions. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, yeah. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
You explained to me, and I mentioned on the air last week, because 2 weeks ago we had one of our listeners, a doctor, I think he's pretty sure he's out of Indiana, ask the question about IRA conversion. Now that's one aspect of procuring precious metals. You know, this show is kind of like the John Moore show, but I guess we're a little bit more rurally oriented in that I think we lean into things like skills, crafts, and other things maybe a little more than he does, but essentially it's the same sort of thing. So when we
got a sense of humor also.
Yeah, well... Yeah. sorry, John. Shameful joke at your expense, and I hope it won't be the last. when a lot of our listeners would store metal basically as a hedge against a collapsing dollar, and that would be kind of a preparedness mindset, which I think everyone should have. But there's another aspect to this, and if you've got IRA 401k or whatever you've got hanging around, and it's all denominated in dollars. And once again, from a Robert Kiyosaki point of view, or a Dr. Michael Burry point of view, and guys, I hope you know who those people are. You are leaving all of your eggs in one basket, and right where corrupt central banks and governments can find it, see it, access it, take it, erase it, transfer it through a collapse, which is what they do every 10 years anyway. So if you were to take some of that money out of the, and you wouldn't take it out really, you'd reposition it from being in a fiat currency situation to being in a real hard asset that cannot be stolen or erased. That's something that you can do for people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing that, you know, I try to stress to a lot of clients is, you know, if it's a retirement account, it's supposed to be there for when you retire, or it's supposed to be there for you down the road, and the dollar devalues or whatever, you know, the rumors are saying anywhere between 50 to 70% the dollar could drop by. You know, nobody's going to be able to sustain that kind of a drop or reposition in their wealth. So, you know, take a position out, you know, whether you take out 10% or 20% or whatever the case may be, and get yourself some type of insurance like gold or silver, and at least when your dollar drops by 70%, your gold and silver will double or triple. All it's going to do is retake your position that you had that was in dollars, and you're still going to have the same amount of wealth that you had before. I mean, that's really what this is all about, is it's just insurance. And it's just like you said, I was listening to your guys' show about the, you were saying about the tornado sirens. You know, if those sirens are going off and you know that a tornado is about to hit your street, you know, why people, they sit and they wait and they wait and they go, oh, you know, it's going to be okay, you know. And everybody knows that the news is so fake anymore, and you have to go to podcasts now these days. You have to go to YouTube channels to find news, because everything is so biased that you've got to find a way to hear the truth through all the lies and corrupt news. But if you know that the collapse is coming, you know that these things are on the edge of happening, why would you wait till the last second until your house gets swept away in a tornado? I mean, it's insurance.
Exactly.
I've tried to say this. I tell almost every single person I talk to this. You have insurance on your house. You have insurance on your car. Right. You have insurance on yourself, on your health.
Right.
You don't have any insurance on the dollar's value. It's the one thing that you don't have any type of insurance on. And if the dollar drops, what happens to you?
Right. Well, if that's your life savings, and I suspect that's kind of what we're talking about, you worked your entire life, I guess, to amass some cushion, some comfort cushion, which you're calling dollars at this point. But they're right. This would be like you taking your most valuable stuff and putting it out on the curb and thinking that no one driving by is going to do anything. It's madness. But we have what's called the cognitive dissonance. And, you know, I've got a huge family, way over 100 people in my immediate family. And you just bring this up at any point, and they start throwing eggs and tomatoes at you, which is fine with me because those are valuable hard assets. But what happens there is that they don't want to hear it. It hurts their head. But humorously, you work your whole life trying to put together something, and then you leave it in paper, knowing full well, if you can't remember as far back as 2008, may God have mercy on you. You're a born victim. You're just born to be a victim, and I guess there's nothing you can do about it. I will tell you this, when we're not on the show and when I'm walking around doing my routine tasks, it actually causes me physical, mental pain when I think about the number of people who have heard all the things we've said and haven't done one single thing. So to that end, Steve, I would say people could call you. If they wanted to call you, what number would they be using?
Well, they can call my direct line, which is 480-440-7100. But, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head with something you just said about walking around. You know, I watch a lot of YouTube videos and people that are trying to show the truth. And the thing that worries me the most is there's a video online of a guy that walks around with a Hershey's chocolate bar and a 10-ounce bar of silver. You guys ever seen this?
Yes.
It's the silliest video I've ever seen. The guy goes up to like 10 people, and he goes, do you want this 10-ounce bar, or do you want a chocolate candy bar? And every single person picks the candy bar. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What on earth is going on with the new generation that's coming up? And, you know, they're so blinded by the fake news and by, you know, their belief that everything will be rosy and that, you know, the government will take care of them. You know, it's mind-boggling.
It is. You know, and then you take and... Yeah, it is. And then you take somebody like me, and people think I'm nuts. If I've got a choice between taking cash and taking gold and silver in payment for something, I take the gold or the silver, you know, when I'm given a choice.
Right.
And people think I'm nuts for that.
Well, I still buy lottery tickets, and I'm thinking one of these days gold and silver is going to make all of the difference. And I, you know, we'll see. It could be, you know, in the next year. It could be 5 years. But there is no way on the planet that they're going to get away with kicking the can down the road, the 0% interest rates. The unbelievable printing of money is just, at some point, the dollar. It was during the Obama administration. I believe it was, what do they call that? Jack Lew, his financial minister, the people in the financial industry call him Jack Loser for a reason. He's never been on the right end of anything, any trade, any man is a walking nightmare of financial information. And when I asked, and I think it was in a Kyle Bass interview, who's a brilliant dude, he said, well, what are we going to do about this? And he said, it's easy. We'll just kill the dollar. Now, you talk about arrogance. But once again, it's like the chocolate bar and the gold bar. When you can walk right up to somebody and say they're going to kill the dollar before Christmas, and they'll ask you which brand of pizza you like, because they don't understand the ramifications, what it means that the very people who are printing the dollars intend to kill it. So if they do kill the dollar and all you've got is the dollar, where do you think you stand?
That's a very good point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's not a matter of if they're going to kill the dollar, in my opinion, gentlemen. It's when. They have no choice. Unless I'm missing something, it's mathematically impossible for us to keep going like we're going and not devalue the dollar to absolutely nothing. Now, have I got some wrong thinking, guys, or am I right? Or
no,
what do you guys think?
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'm sure all three of us can agree. The only reason why the dollar still has any strength or, you know, the fact that we only use it is only because of oil. If, you know, we didn't force countries to trade oil for dollar, our dollar would have fell apart a long time ago. You know, and then every time...
And a lot of that is stopping, Steve. There's a lot of countries that have gone off the petrodollar.
They have. They're starting to trade it for gold, actually. And the funny thing is, all these smaller countries, every time they stop wanting to trade oil for dollar, magically an uprising happens, or, you know, we want to say they have weapons of mass destruction, and we go over there and take the leader out of control. I mean, that's
exactly.
What? We would never do that. What?
No, exactly. It's... You know, we force everybody as much as we can as long as we're bigger than them. But, you know, the minute that Russia announced that they're no longer going to be using U.S. dollars to value their oil, you know, they're going to use gold. You know, and China says, we're going to do the same thing. You know, magically, BRICS Bank pops up. And, you know, BRICS Bank is a way to get away from the IMF. And, you know, now you got a handful of countries saying we want no inclusion of the U.S. dollar whatsoever. You know, a lot of people are they're wearing these shades, and they're not really paying attention to how significant that is. It's a pretty big deal.
It is a very big deal. And then we've got countries, again, Russia and China, that are on the path to backing their currency in gold.
Yeah, now, China already started
That will make a big difference. Yes, China did already start it. Russia's in the process of doing it. That's a very big deal. And therefore, the United States will have no choice but to have a currency reset, perhaps issue Treasury notes again instead of Federal Reserve notes, and Treasury notes being backed at least fractionally by gold or silver. It has to happen. Unless I'm missing something, there's no other choice.
Well,
or go digital.
Yeah, except, no, there's no choice except in the meantime, it is widely opined and in from what, if you can believe what you're hearing from some high ranking people, they will burn off all excess cash through hyperinflation if you have inflation, hyperinflation, stagflation, deflation, which is deflation, and inflation is stagflation, which is actually more opinions suggest this. If you get involved in a scenario where they're trying to destroy the dollar by hyperinflation, as is, has happened so many times, is going on in Venezuela now, if you were to have even a little gold or silver, you would actually probably be able to weather that. And Steve, I know we talked about you helping folks flip a retirement IRA. You can do, is it 401k would work the same way or no? Or it's got to be an IRA?
Yeah, nope, 401ks, IRAs,
okay.
You know, 403bs. I mean, I've done just about every retirement account you can imagine. The only time you really run into a problem is if it's a 401k through your current employer. Typically, that custodian won't let you touch it. But if it's a retirement account of any sort that you have that's not tied to your job, you can roll that over and do physical metal.
Okay, so Ma and Pa calls up, but they don't necessarily, they're not doing that, but they want to buy from you 10, 50, or 100 ounces of silver. The mechanism, how would that person, what would they be doing there? Just calling you on the phone and saying, hey, I'm going to send you a check, or here's a credit card number or something like that?
Yeah, we don't do credit cards just because, you know, credit cards carry a 3%, you know, charge. And it's silly if you're doing an investment in metals to add more percentage to your investment. So, you know, checker or bank wire, we can do.
Wire transfer is fine.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, check's probably the easiest way. You know, there's no wire here, no nothing. You know, we can lock in a price over the phone. You can send us a check. And, you know, as soon as you're check clears, we drop it straight in the mail, you know, that day that the check clears. So
hey.
It's pretty fast turnaround. We just had a lady from John's show, actually, that just bought a few Silver Eagles, and she wired it on Monday of last week, and we shipped it on Tuesday to her, so she already has it. So, I mean, it's a pretty fast turnaround.
You know, by the way, Steve, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we mentioned this, I think, last show, or, boy, I hope I did. In 17, I talked about this on John's show. In 17, the mint ran out of Silver Eagles in August, which was a little early. Normally, it's more like November. This year, they've already run out. They ran out in February. Any thoughts on the matter? They normally plan, you know, like you plan for a party, you know how many people are coming, you know how much food to make. Are extra people showing up at the wedding? Where are the Silver Eagles going?
Exactly what you just said. A lot of more people are starting to come to the party. And, you know, very slowly, people are starting to open their eyes and people are starting to realize that something's going on. And I have seen more people in the last probably 6 months starting to get, you know, worried and trying to prep for a massive disaster. And I think more people right now are more worried about bartering than they are insurance.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's worried. Everybody sees that it's going to happen, and they don't want to dive all the way in. So a lot of people are starting to buy a lot of silver just in case it does fall apart. But they don't want to protect what they have. They don't believe it's all going to disappear. So, you know, slowly but surely it's starting to happen.
Oh, no.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We have a break. It's okay. We still got time. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are talking with our guest, Steve, today about precious metals. For any of our callers who would like to call in and ask him any questions, number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And he can take and answer any questions you have. Okay, go ahead, guys.
Well, I've got something to say, of course. Still be talking, even if it's a closed casket funeral. The Dr. Michael Burry, who was the subject of the movie The Big Short, fascinating story, but an even more fascinating story, is now spending all of his time and energy, and I mentioned this probably a month ago, investing in water and gold. So if you understand what The Big Short was, how he knew that the market in 08 was going to implode, and he kind of waited out. He lost vast sums of money waiting. You know what they say? The market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. But he managed to pull it off. But the other thing I wanted to say is, and Steve, I think at this point maybe you could verify, when Warren Buffett, I think it was in 96, he bought, I think, 1.8 million ounces of silver, and he paid $5. If you actually do the math, and I mentioned this a little while back, you do the math, silver right now is actually cheaper than Warren Buffett got it when he bought it in 96, if you actually crunch your numbers. And there's another thing I wanted to ask you, too, before we run out of time. The historic gold to silver ratio has always been around 16 to 1. It is way off. It's like 80 to 1. Do you have any thoughts on any of these matters?
You know, one of the things that's interesting about what you just said, first off, inflation, you know, people don't seem to grasp inflation. You know, and that's what is funny about when you say, you know, technically silver is cheaper than what it was. You know, people don't realize that if you look at the national gas average for, like, the year 2000, it was $1.15, I think, on their own website. And today it's like $2.79. You know, right. If you haven't made a 200% increase in your wages, then, you know, people need to realize that you're losing money faster than you think.
Right.
And that's why silver is, and that's what, you know, we mean by silver's cheaper today than it was then. You know, you're seeing dollar devalue faster than what anybody can anticipate. And, you know, right. No one's thinking about the fact that, oh, I haven't gotten a 200% raise at my job in the last 20 years. You know, they just see that, you know, every year, you know, milk and eggs goes up by a quarter. And, you know, that adds up over time. But, you know, the ratio that, you know, that ratio is somewhat tied to back when prices were fixed, okay? And I don't believe, just myself personally, and I know this is probably different than anybody else, I'm not a big believer in that ratio, to be very honest with you. I don't think that it ever can be. You know, I think the break-even price for silver is around $18 for mining, and I think that's why there's not that many companies that mine it today. And I believe that once, you know, what happened back in, you know, the 2008, 2009, 2010, prices started to skyrocket on silver. And the minute it got above 20, you've seen every type of mine open up, you know, for business for silver. And silver went from $20 to $50, you know, in a short period of time. Because now you've got to pay for all these other mining companies, you know, type of business. So I think that what's going to happen with gold is, you know, we could see when this thing collapses, like, you know, everybody's saying it's going to, I do believe gold's going to go beyond $5,000. I don't have a doubt in my mind. It's been suppressed for a long time. But I think silver is going to easily hit $100 to $200. And I think that because of
inflation,
because still at $100 to $200, it's cheap enough for J.P. Morgan to still manipulate the price. And, you know, they're having Chase Bank buy physical silver like crazy, you know, and people don't understand that Chase Bank is storing physical silver for a reason. You know, they know about the bank runs in Cyprus. They know what happens when the financial crisis happens. There's a reason why they're stockpiling physical silver, and everybody needs to think about that and say, huh, I wonder why our institutions that hold our dollars are buying physical silver.
I think it's 2011 they held zero. I think in 2011 they held no silver at all. So this is not a long-term thing. This is a very short-term plan that they're executing, and which, you know, anytime I have something called a short-term plan, it borders on panic for me. So they're up to something.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, everybody, you know, institutions and governments, folks, are buying both silver, gold, and palladium as quickly as they can. There's no question about that. I don't know where this is going to go. But what I do know is that by buying silver or gold, I can sell it any time I want. Do I plan on it? No. Steve, thank you for being on. We greatly appreciate it. We'll have you back again soon.
Half
hour.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you very much, sir.
Not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years to trade, taxes, and tributes. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent values. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Fund. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answers to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic crisis. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Before we go on, guys, I just want to say a couple of thank yous. One to Mrs. Page at Page being her middle name, from North Carolina. Miss Page from North Carolina, and also Marie from Salt Lake City. Just wanted to let these ladies know that I did get their letters and wanted to thank them for their kind words and their support and for tuning in and listening to us. And also, Rick.
Yeah.
I did find some, believe it or not, some miniature fruit trees, the dwarf fruit trees.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I found a few of them. I found one that is actually, of course, like you said, the apples. It's a 5-in-1. It's the Red Delicious, the Dark Red Jonathans, the Yates, and the Wine Saps on them. And this is from...
I like Wine Sap.
This is from the Four Seasons Nursery, and they have it listed for $40 for that tree. Now, these trees are self-pollinating, so you don't need another tree, okay? That was for the apple one, and these are on sale. So then you have your 5-in-1 dwarf pear tree, and let's see here. The pear tree has the Bartlett, the Kiefer, the Moon Glow, the Orient, and the Aries. Okay. Now, when we say dwarf trees, please don't think that the fruit on them is small. The fruit is normal size, if not bigger in some cases, for anyone listening. And let's see, your pear tree is also $39.99, so $40. They also have the 5-in-1 plum trees. They have the Santa Rosa, Meslies, the Ozark, the Golden, and the Red June on that tree. And for the pear tree, it's $29.99 each. They also have what they call a dwarf fruit cocktail tree. The first I've heard of this, but hey.
That's the one where they take all the apple family fruits like pear and apple and stuff like that and put them all on one tree, isn't it, Lori?
Well, this has got six different varieties on it. It's got, you can pick nectarines, peaches, plums, apricots, all from the same tree.
Okay, so it's the peach family. Okay.
Yeah. So, and this tree is $32.99 each. Of course, now if you buy more, you get a discount. So if you buy like two, it's like $63.49. But I'm just giving you a single price if you buy just one.
Are they going to tell you what size this is? What size tree you're buying? Are they going to mention this?
Is it like 1 foot or 3 foot?
They usually send 1.5 to 3 foot trees, okay?
All right.
These trees will grow 6 to 8 feet tall.
Oh.
And believe it or not,
that's
you can
take... That's pretty controllable.
Yeah, but you can take six of these dwarf trees, okay? It doesn't have to be the 5-in-1s. It can be just the single dwarf trees because they
right.
sell them as well. Yeah. You can take six of them and plant them in a 20-foot by 10-foot area. Okay, that's giving them 10 feet, you know. So six trees in a 20-foot by 10-foot area, that's not bad.
No, it's
no,
great.
And
for the ladies that like to bake.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Go ahead. Okay, I was going to say for the ladies
say,
that like
you
to bake
you
that.
You can get them covered.
Yes.
No, Rick.
Yeah. Yes. Go right ahead, please, for the ladies.
Okay, for the ladies. The ladies that like to bake, especially those cherry cobblers and cherry pies, they also have a dwarf North Star cherry tree. So, and those are $12.99 each. So, you know, like I said, and this is with Four Seasons again, and they do have a website, so if you're interested and you don't have a catalog for this year, you can go to www.4seasonsnurseries.com and check out their website. And if you don't have a computer, they do have a phone number. It's 309-834-7200.
Repeat that one more time, please.
The phone number is okay. The phone number one more time is 309-834-7200. And Rick and I, well, I had mentioned also about the monarch butterflies. Okay, they have a little area in here in their catalog. It's called the Butterfly Plant Collection.
Oh, geez.
And they also mentioned. Well, they also mention how the milkweed is in short supply.
It is.
The plant itself. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means our monarch butterflies are diminishing. Okay. But they do have, like I said, a butterfly plant collection in here, which will include one Hello Yellow, one White Milkmaid, and three pink Cinderella in this collection, and it's for $19.99. So... And it's a butterfly collection, so it's going to bring them all back. And, you know, with the, I think they're hoping that the milkmaid in here will also attract the monarch butterflies. So like I said, and, you know, people got to remember that these go hand in hand. You get your flowers in, you get all those that attract the butterflies, the bees, the other insects that help pollinate, like your ladybugs, hummingbird. They attract hummingbirds and everything else, you know, and they help pollinate your vegetable garden. So just something to keep in mind, you know.
Win-win situation.
Right. If you can help bring back the monarch butterfly and take care of your garden at the same time and make your yard look great, you know, hey.
Yep. Let's buy one of those, Lori.
A good climber. If you plant your milkweed on a trellis or anything like that, it loves to climb. So when the pods explode and those seeds start flying all over the place, you'll get even more milkweed around the area.
Cool.
This is true.
Yeah, or you can keep the seeds, or you can grab one of the pods and keep it, and you won't have to buy that twice. So that, you know, that's another way to hand. Just keep those. And that's not difficult. We were kids. We used to get those out of the fence line and open up the pods and plant them all along the fence line and get tremendous complaints from the neighbor ladies for doing that. Well, I mean, you know, we were kids. You know, we didn't know we were helping the butterflies. We were just growing stuff. But you know, it's in large part been exterminated. I mean, people find that growing in a fence line. The first thing they do is they hit that with Roundup, you know, because, you know, you want to keep your fence lines clear. So that's a bit of an issue.
Well, I should mention that, like, in this collection, the Hello Yellow grows 2 feet tall. The White Milkmaid grows 3 to 5, and then the Pink Cinderella grows 3 to 5. And these are also perennials. So that means they're going to come back every year. So, you know, for $20 and to try and bring back.
So they're actually shipping you small plants. They're not shipping seeds. This is a collection of plants.
Right. They actually, like I said, they're 1.5 to 3 feet for plants that they ship. So, you know, you're getting live plants when they ship them to you.
Oh, I knew that was the apple tree. What are they doing for the butterfly? What are they shipping for the butterfly? Pots? Just like quart pots or something like that? Or does it say?
I'm double-checking here real quick.
Because that's probably a potted something. That's probably a root.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got the spare root shipping technology down to a fine science, Rick.
Oh, it works. I mean, if you've got certain things, like if you buy hops plants or anything like that from these people that sell beer-making supplies, mm-hmm. they all come bare-rooted.
Yeah.
It looks like pieces of ginger or something like that. Looks like hairy ginger.
As far as the butterfly collection goes, it doesn't say, but normally I found that with nurseries like this, the plants will get, you know, like I said, so big, and then they will take so many of them and put them in a group and ship them to you, like in a wet paper towel or, you know, whatever.
A phone call to that number would answer the question. By the way, 309, if I'm not mistaken, is like Peoria, Illinois, up in Decatur, Peoria. I think that's all 309.
It should be Bloomington, Illinois.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the nursery's located in Bloomington, Illinois. But this is going to cover, like I said, your fruit trees, the dwarf trees that we've been talking about, regular sized trees. It's going to, your trees itself, the regular trees, even the hedges and stuff, you know. But at the same time, like I said, this is going to cover basically everything that we've been talking about when it comes to your flowers, your fruit, you know. So, and I don't think if you've got room outside that's 20 by 10 and you can afford to pick up 6 of these trees, you know, the dwarf trees, then you'd have a great garden going, because if especially if you do the 5-in-1s, because, like I said, you don't need the extra pollinators for them. It's all in it.
Well, that's right. About half the size of the World War II Victory Garden. So, if you know, so that's not very big. If those plants on the east side of your garden, so they weren't shading your food plot, then I think you'd have a cool, not only a cool looking deal, but you're kind of bee sharing. At that point, you're putting it all kind of where the bees, can get to it all at the same time, and that would be lovely.
Right, which is wonderful.
Little trees like that are easy to cover with the insect netting, too. Speaking of which, after your fruit's pollinated, and the insect netting also keeps the deer off, which in my area is pivotal. They're right now.
Oh, yeah, it is here.
They're eating my shallots. Shallots were not on the menu, but, I'm going to say around here deer are going to be on the menu because I'm about sick of this nonsense.
That's what I was going to say. You got a 17 there that will take care of that situation quite quickly. I've seen it. I know you got it.
My first choice at this point would probably be the slug gun. I'm going to flip them over and let them land upside down. This is interesting to me, and normally these online garden courses are very expensive. Charles Dowding, who has been spearheading the no-dig movement for about the last 5 or 10 years, he's out of the UK, but he's got an online no-dig garden course that's £150, which is going to be what, Tim? $225 US. But it's complete. It's 6 parts and comes complete with it's made in 6 parts. Comes complete with quizzes and a diploma for $225 US. And this man is very, very good at growing huge amounts of food. He supports himself. I think Homemakers, if I'm not mistaken, is a half an acre garden. And he not only supplies all of his own needs, but also markets his produce. If you were a graduate of his online course, I would call that money in the bank, frankly. It's not just the sensation of being self-sufficient. It's also giving you stuff to barter. I meant to ask Steve if silver goes to, and I'm changing subjects a bit, I'll change right back. If silver goes to 200 and you go to buy something, that leaves a lot of change on the table. I meant to ask him about the smaller coins. I know they're selling smaller silver coins.
He sells them.
In a lot of cases, you can ask for change, but you aren't going to get change, which means, you're going to pay $200 for a bag of apples, and that's not good.
All right. Just so you know, Rick, on the smaller stuff, they've got 1/10, 1/4, and 1/2 ounce, and I also saw a 3/4 ounce. You will pay a little bit more per ounce, but not much. We're talking pennies.
Right. So I probably wouldn't waste my time with a 3/4, but I'd say 1/2 ounce and down, depending on what you're buying.
Yeah.
You drop that on the table and then say keep the change and keep on moving and go back out the door backwards. Don't walk out forwards. Make sure you walk backwards. The website, if you're interested in that course from Charles Dowding, it looks like this. If you have your grid down pencil with you, it's www.charlesdowding.co.uk/ I'm going too fast, aren't I? /course.
Not really.
/no-dig-garden. gardening. And that brings up the site, and you can go to the online course, and you this way you don't have to worry about airfare or anything. And normally these online courses are more like $2,000. Not that they're not worth it. Like Curtis Stone's market gardening course is, I think, $1,500 to $2,000. I'm sure it's worth it.
Rick, I was a little bit wrong on my conversion. I hadn't looked in a while. 150 pounds is $195.25 U.S. dollar now.
Under 200 bucks? Wow.
Yeah, $195.25.
Okay. All right. So
it's even a better deal.
Yeah, that's probably. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people say, I don't want to do that. I get that. But not only do I think you're going to have a wonderful time doing it, you're going to get a diploma. But if you ask me, the diploma is going to be in your backyard. When people walk over and they look at what you've done, they're going to know, that you've graduated something. So,
Right.
To that end, I want to say this, I absolutely love, and right now I'm working on learning John Denver's song called Homegrown Tomatoes, and it's a cute little ditty about homegrown tomatoes, and I think it starts like this. There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon, lettuce, and homegrown tomato. Up in the garden and out in the morning, get you ripe when don't get you hardened. What does it say? Homegrown tomatoes, nothing in the world like homegrown tomatoes. There's only two things that money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. The kids are going to love this if I can work that out. My wife is a huge fan of homegrown tomatoes, but I miss the lettuce. We talked about this last year. I am all about the homegrown lettuce. I think fresh homegrown lettuce, and by the way, you believe it or not, you can mix them with tomatoes. It makes this interesting martini called salad, although to tell you the truth, I'm not a big fan of tomatoes in my salad, but I would rather have almost everything but tomatoes. And this year I'm going to focus on the only cocktail tomato I'm going to buy and use is really the Sun Gold. I think that'll do it for that. That's the best one. But there is one more called Ildi, I-L-D-I. This is the most, and I mentioned this a while back, this is the most frightening-looking tomato plant I have ever seen. When this thing has got flowers on it, it looks like an optical illusion. There are so many yellow flowers on this plant that you almost can't figure out whether it's a flower plant or a food plant. And when the bees get in there and they set that fruit, that is the weirdest looking tomato plant you've ever seen. It's another yellow tomato.
Rick, do you have to pinch some of the buds since it's such a heavy producer?
No, but it would be a good idea to string that vertically or make doggone sure that you've got one of those tomato cones, those wire cones on it.
Right.
Because when that thing gets fruit laden, that plant won't stand up. So, you're not.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So I bought some Ildi seeds late last year. I'll use some of those Ildi, and then the rest of them we'll just use slicing tomatoes. That seemed to thrill my wife, and we all know that is very important.
Most important.
It's pivotal in your life. For you ladies who like to bake cobblers, like Miss Laurie says, my wife works all day, so if you want to stop by with one in the morning, that'd be great. This is the time of the year when you can. I'm kidding, girls. Don't do it. I'm kidding. Let's not. I've got one of those nest cameras on the front. I will, because anytime anybody walks near the front door, my wife and I both get a text with a picture of who it is. And if it's a pleasant-looking older lady with baking goods, I am in some gigantic trouble. So don't, God, don't. So, mail it. Just mail it. This is the time of the year when you can be putting your flats inside. You can start your tomatoes. You can start your eggplant, your peppers, and your lettuce, for God's sakes, your beets and your turnips. Put them in flats. The other thing I want to say about, we're going to run out of time, I know it.
We're almost there.
The no-dig thing is when you've got no-dig beds, they're almost all compost. Like you have today with us, you couldn't walk outside, you'd disappear out of sight in the mud. You don't get stopped. If spring is rainy, it doesn't change anything for you. You've got your plants in plugs, in your plastic cells. You take them out with a dibble, poke a hole in your no-dig bed, drop that plant in there. You aren't slowed down or stopped by muddy gardens. So you can keep right on booking. Yeah, well, everybody else is waiting for the right day. There is no wrong day for you. So, keep on.
Right.
Keep on keeping on. And you'll be on time with your crops, too. You won't be late. So that's start them in the flats. Oh, here any minute, Lowe's going to fire up. They're going to be selling plants like mad over on the side of the garden area. They'll put all the used flats. They give them away if you ask. Go get them. Those things are a buck and a half a piece. They don't last forever, so every year grab some more. The other thing I want to mention real
right.
quick, and I'll get out of your way, is right now they're starting to put all of the winter wear on heavy sale, like half off, three quarters off on knit hats, gloves, all the cool stuff, the gaiters that go around your neck. This is the time to grab them, not in the winter. You want to, get a $10 hat for $2 or a buck, now's the time.
Yeah. I'll tell you, something I've been hitting to save money recently is the thrift stores, Salvation Army, Goodwill, stuff like that. And
yeah.
I've made some tremendous purchases here recently. Very cheap. Of course, I resell some of the stuff, too.
Well, if you get anywhere near the wealthier areas, let me tell you, they're not throwing away what people in the rural areas, they're not recycling. What people in the rural areas are recycling, they're recycling brand-new clothing with the tag still on. So if you happen to see a Goodwill in a wealthy area, my God, run through the door. It might be worth your time.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're out of time. Same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. We thank you for tuning in.
And don't forget
real
to quick
announcement.
An hour.
Right.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, tomorrow, 6 o'clock's ahead an hour.
All right. Prayers for Jimmy Gensling, please, and for John Moore's wife, Marianne. Neither one are doing very well. So anyway, folks, that's it. Have a good one. Thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff was completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. It would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.